Oh my god, fuck this guy, Jason. Jason Jones, a stray hoe. If that even is your real last name. Nah, he just sent me a text message and it reads, "I'm actually relieved that you're not going." And it's hella funny because he got me so fucked up. But anyways, it's the janitor. It's been a minute. I just honestly been going through phones. I haven't had a solid phone that I've kind of just been wanting to podcast on, you know. Anyways, I'm gonna ignore Jason's punk ass text right now. What was I gonna talk about? I want to talk about a few different things. First of all, all right, I'm really high right now. My boy just came through, gave me some fire ass purple. Ooh, there go 5-0 coming down my block. Anyhow, he gave me some duddy, right? And now I'm big high. I'm thinking about rolling up another little doink, you know. Anyways, I kind of wanted to just, you know, give you guys a brief life notice of what's been going on. So my house got sold from under me, and I'll have to move by November. So that's one of the great things that's going on in life right now. But, you know, I'm still working, so I still, who the fuck, what? Okay, whatever. You know, I'm getting money, but I'm not managing it at all whatsoever. I have been horrible with that, but I'm gonna start getting on it though. I'm really just, cause what I've noticed that I do is I stay at home when I'm broke, right? I stay at home for 3 days, play my PS3 on the days that I'm off work, and then the other days I'm always at work and I'm always sleeping. So why can't I do that when I have money in my pocket, right? So I'm gonna try to do the same thing, but be like, let's not go out anywhere, because I don't need to, you know. I do just fine when I have no money. I see 5-0 all up on my block. God damn, I live on in East Oakland on 77th and Garfield, and I'd be out here. Anyway, shout out my friend's company, Lifted. If you need your wax, your edibles, your fucking CBD bombs, your whatever, go get it. It's 20, you know, you gotta have cash. It's cash only, really. It's fucking 18 and up, I believe. Anyways, you know, local deliveries too as well. You know what it is. If you need some stickers, holla at your boy, and I think I can work something out for getting you some, or on getting you some. I'm so high right now, it's ridiculous. I'm really getting back on the podcasting, because I see my haters and my fans is out here like, "What are you doing? You're not podcasting. Oh, what's up?" So I'm out here. You know what it is. I'm gonna be re-podcasting. So, all right, let's get into it. So, about maybe a year ago, my friend was telling me about this show. My friend Gaines, Alex Gaines, he fucking was telling me about the show called The Man in the High Castle. For those of you who don't have Amazon Prime, first of all, get Amazon Prime. It's the shit, alright? I need to clean my mirror. Second of all, you gotta check out The Man in the High Castle. Now, it's really interesting because it's set out really well and acted out really well, and it's done hella good too, which is what I fuck with. And it's okay, so basically it's about what if Hitler would have won the war, right? And basically in the show it depicts, or it shows that the Nazis, they took over the East Coast, or they made like a fair deal with the Japanese, and the Japanese took the West Coast. They nuked the Middle East damn near, or it's like a neutral zone. I don't know what they done to it exactly, but it's a neutral zone damn near, you know? I mean, it takes place in 1964, I believe, like 20 years after World War. And I'm talking about, they have BART, they have like in one scene, they got from New York to LA in 2 hours, and that was the German and the Japanese engineering. I wouldn't disagree if that would have been a real thing, because if you think about it, the Germans and the Japanese today, they are leading in technology, almost-ish, you know, in certain ways of technology. So why wouldn't they have been able to make an airplane that gets you from New York to LA in 2 fucking hours, right? So, anyways, The Man in the High Castle, it's a really good show, but it gets kind of weird and twisted because, not twisted, but just weird, because then people find these films about, in their world, what if they won the war? Because, you know, there's a lot of Americans that don't necessarily agree with the Japanese or the Germans, but obviously they lost the war. The U.S. government is shit, so they have no other choice than to live there, right? And so they find these films, and it's like in the films they show us winning the war, and fucking, it's a trip. It's a good show. You guys should check it out. It's called The Man in the High Castle. It's about 3 seasons. I hate shows that just have one season for like fucking 2 years, you know? And people are like, oh, you gotta watch it. I'm like, man, if it ain't 2 seasons, I don't give a fuck. Nah, but anyways, let me reply to Jason. Anyways, work's been going good. Ooh, goddamn, let me throw this in the sink. So, work's been going good, you know, I got a shift change, but it's still good, same hours, just different days. I am preparing for Disneyland. Yes, I am. Going to Disneyland on September, 20th or the 23rd to like October 1st or so, you know? So it'll be lit as fuck. We finna go to Disney. Then we finna do, it's not Universal Studios, is it? I don't know. Anyways, it's like the one right next to Disneyland. It's not Magic Mountain. I'm high. And I'll have LOL. Nah, but anyways, what else was I saying? What was I talking about? Yeah, Disneyland. So, you know, we're finna go matching. We're finna go matching, clothes, kind of, like, ish. We're finna do themes, and we're finna be in them themes, you know? I'm trying to bring, like, $1,500 to Disneyland and fucking... We'll spend the money wisely, of course, on good things that we're gonna use and whatnot. But ball the fuck out, though. You know what it is, you know? Anyways, Jason keeps fucking texting my goddamn phone, and I'm trying to podcast. Put his ass on block. I'm gonna block this motherfucker. Nah, I'm probably gonna mute him. Anyways, yeah, it's my niece's birthday on September 25th. Oh, and my friend who owns the Lifted Company, her birthday is September 24th. But she's not going to Disneyland with us. But, you know, I could still pretend like I'm celebrating that for her. But anyways, fucking Jason. What was I saying? So, yeah, we're just going to Disneyland for about a week or a week and a half or so for my niece's first birthday ever, you know? fuck it. She won't really remember much, but we're gonna keep going. And it's gonna be hella fun because are they my nephews? Are Brock and Bodie my nephews? Or are they technically my cousins? If my auntie has kids, does that make them my nephews or cousins? I think that's cousins. Yeah. I think I'm right. I hope I'm right. Anyways, you guys will be able to laugh at this and tell me what's right or wrong. So, what was I talking about? So the boys, you know, Brock and Bodie. Shout out Brock and Bodie and Michael. Anyways, so my auntie, my uncle, and then their kids are finna come down to Disneyland, like damn near the last couple of days of the whole trip. But the thing is, the boys don't know about it. These motherfuckers, they went like a couple years ago or something like that, and they were all too short to ride things. And you know, they're kind of heidi, you know, they're tall, you know, so they'll for sure be able to ride shit, right? So they're finna be juiced, and I'm juiced, because then, boom, my brother and his wife's going, and then my niece is going, obviously, that's their kid, and then I'm going, and then mom is going, and then sis is going, Mariah and fucking, fucking Jamie or Jaime, whatever, ma, anyways, fucking, and then who else is going, and then my other cousin, who my fucking brother works with, basically his wife's actual cousin, my play cousin, but anyways, it's still my cousin. She's finna go, it's finna be popping. We finna be at least 15, 16 deep, damn near. Grandpa, gramps, or grandma's going, so it's gonna be lit, you know what I'm saying? Jason, I can't watch your video right now, asshole. I hope so. Nah. Shout out, Kodak out here fucking facing 8 years or some shit. Man, he's slipping. So, you know, my boy Chewy been out here getting on my ass about me not fucking making podcasts really, so I'm out here doing it, you know what it is. I'm really just trying to watch my episode of The Man in the High Castle, Season 1, Episode 9, but you know, I'm already 12 minutes and 53 seconds in, so I might as well just keep going, huh? Okay, alright, so Disneyland, work is cool, fuck Jason, shout out Lifted, let me see, what else was it that I was going to talk about? I don't know, but anyways, if you guys want to come down to the Oakland Ice Center, shout out to Oakland Ice Center, and, you know, skate, you know, come through, it's kind of cheap, you know, it's like $4, $5, whatever, you know, so, shit, and if you, no, never mind, I ain't gonna say that, anyways, let's talk about this weather, huh? Facts, though. No, deadass, though. Real talk. Save the turtles. We damn near already know that people are going to be like, oh, are you going to go stop the whole pollution problem with plastic and shit? Then shut the fuck up. Well, obviously, I can't because I'm just one person. But I'm suggesting we all just stop contributing to the littering. I already get the point of the fact that it's damn near too late. We got a whole ass plastic island the size of Texas floating out in the ocean getting bigger. I'm not saying go pick it up and figure out what to do with it. I'm just saying don't contribute to it. You know, like, don't litter on the floor. I don't care about if you go paper straws or use everything recycled. I don't care about none of that either. I'm just saying, don't throw it on the fucking floor when you see a goddamn trash can at least 5 feet in front of you. Maybe not even 5 feet, you know? Shit, you know? So, just think about it like that. If everyone just stopped continuing the fucking addition to the pollution of the world, maybe we might have right weather-ish. I don't know, though, because motherfuckers always want to be like, the government's controlling the weather. So that's something else I don't even feel like talking about. But anyways, you know, let's see. I know there was a lot more things I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah, let's talk about Division. Division 2 by Tom Clancy. It's a really good game. You know, it's addicting, I'd say that. It's fucking also hella frustrating. But, it's cool. It's a fun game. How did I run into Division 2? I think I just bought it at the store out the random. And I was like, oh, this looks hella fun to play. So I fucking picked it up and bought it. And... God damn it, Jason. Hello?
Hey, this ain't no joke, bro. I'm serious.
Hold on. Hey, so I'm on the line right now. We got the skate guard on, so you know, shout out, say something to the podcast.
Say something to the podcast.
What?
Are you podding?
Yeah, I'm podding right now. I'm at 16 minutes and 22 seconds.
Does your fans know that you're a homosexual?
Everyone knows that you're a fucking obese, abominable snowman.
And everyone know you look and sound like the mom from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, and everybody know that you got dumbass, crusty-ass teeth and whooped-ass hair, all them naps in your head, and you still can't fall asleep.
But your teeth stay yellow.
Shit. No, they don't.
Hey, guess what, though?
What? Oh, he hella funny, huh? Oh, hella weak. Anyways, the whole workforce is gonna go out bowling in Alameda. I kind of want to go, but I don't really feel like going. I want to go to work, but I don't really feel like going. But I'm finna go to work, you know. So you know what it is. I'm out here fucking. What was I saying? I don't know. I want to cut it short today, really. Fucking, you know. I'll be on, honestly, I'll probably podcast a little bit later. I'm finna smoke another doink. Maybe I should do that right now and then just keep podding, huh? Fuck it. Or you know what? Yeah, let's do that. Ugh. Okay. Some of this doty, man. I swear on my life, if you guys could see it, I'm gonna just describe it to you. How about that? So this weed is fire as fuck. It's kind of dense. Well, it is dense. It has orange hairs, purple, green. It's hella frosty. That's about as much as I can describe it. So anyways. I kind of want to watch The Man in the High Castle. Oh, you know what? Alright, guys. I do have something I have to get done right now. So... tune in a little bit later on tonight. I will be on the air. So, yeah. And it will be a lot more interesting. So, don't worry about it. Anyways, deuces.